You're listening to A Daily Defense, 365 days plus one to becoming a better apologist, a podcast by Catholic Answers, hosted by Jimmy Akin.
Day 23. Who bought the field of blood? Today's challenge. Matthew and Luke contradict each other. Matthew says that the Jewish priests bought the field of blood, Matthew 27, 7 and 8, while Luke says Judas Iscariot did, Acts 1, 18 and 19. Today's defense. Matthew and Luke are in fundamental agreement, and there are multiple ways the different attributions can be explained. Both authors agree that Judas Iscariot's betrayal led to a field in the area of Jerusalem becoming known as the Field of Blood. Both also say this field was paid for with the money that the chief priests had given Judas to betray Jesus. Both are thus agreed about the basic facts. How then can we account for the different way the two authors describe the purchase of the field? One proposal is that the reference in Acts, which says, "Now this man bought a field with the reward of his wickedness," is meant to be ironic rather than literal. It occurs in a speech that Peter is making, and it's been suggested that Peter merely meant that Judas got his just desserts. The money he originally meant to spend on himself ended up paying for a graveyard. This is possible, but as we observe elsewhere, see day 124, the biblical authors sometimes omit the agents who perform an action in order to bring out the significance of the principal figures with respect to whom the action is performed. Thus, we read that Moses built the tabernacle, 2 Chronicles 1:3, and that Solomon built the temple, 1 Kings 6:1-38. Though, in reality, both were built by workmen acting on the leader's behalf, Exodus 38:22 and 23, 1 Kings 7:13 45. Sometimes the agents get mentioned, and sometimes they don't. It's therefore possible that Matthew chose to mention the role of the priests. They were the agents who actually bought the field. By contrast, Luke wants to bring out the significance of the fact that it was Judas's money without going into the mechanics of how the transaction was made. He thus omitted reference to the priests and only mentioned Judas. Or this choice may have been made by someone earlier in the chain of tradition than Luke, who simply reported the tradition as he had it. Either way, it would be in keeping with the known practice of omitting agents to bring out the significance of the principles.
Thank you for listening to A Daily Defense. To buy the book and follow along, go to shop.catholic.com or head over to catholic.com to learn more about the Catholic faith.